Last year, with great fanfare, Congress passed a law designed to do away with outdated voting equipment and eliminate the kinds of problems that plagued the 2000 presidential election. But many states say that with deadlines fast approaching, they need federal money and guidance soon to make changes in time for the 2004 elections. NPR's Pam Fessler has more.
Doug Chapin, an election law analyst in Washington, D.C., compares running elections to preparing Thanksgiving dinner.
When you sit down at the table and see all the food, it's impressive, but you don't realize how much time it took to bring all of those dishes to the table at the same time, and elections are very much the same way.
And right now, election officials are like cooks trying to put together their grocery lists without knowing exactly how much they have to spend or even what they need to buy. Congress has approved $1.5 billion this year to help states purchase new voting machines and improve their voting systems. But Chapin, who's with electionline.org, says there's a problem. The federal commission that's supposed to distribute most of these funds has yet to be appointed.
The way I see it, the vast majority of states will not see the federal assistance that they were expecting in time for the 2004 elections.
President Bush has announced his intention to nominate two of the panel's four members, but he's yet to name two others recommended by Democratic congressional leaders. There's no sign the delay is anything but the result of the lengthy vetting process that all presidential appointees go through. But election officials are concerned that a commission that was supposed to be in place last February probably won't be up and running until at least the fall. Iowa Secretary of State Chet Culver says he, like many officials, faces deadlines that require decisions to be made soon.
The 99 counties in Iowa must comply with the Help America Vote Act. We have to get at least 2,000 new machines in our precincts by 2006. We have to do a $3 to $5 million voter registration overhaul. We have to work on voter education and training and recruitment of poll workers.
And not only is there no commission to hand out federal aid, but a dispute between Iowa's Republican-run legislature and its Democratic governor over other election changes is holding up state matching funds. Culver and others are also concerned that Congress won't fully fund the $4 billion election reform law, leaving states and localities to pick up the slack.
We need full funding. We can't afford another unfunded mandate.
But one of the key authors of the legislation, House Republican Bob Ney of Ohio, says election officials shouldn't worry so much. He notes that states have already received $650 million this year to begin implementing the new election law. And he says there are waiver provisions that allow them to delay some changes if necessary.
And if the money doesn't come, I would be the first to stand up and ask for that to have an extension. But I'm holding to the track that we will make this happen in time.
Under the law, states are required by next January to offer provisional balloting, which allows all voters, even those whose names don't show up on the rolls, to cast a ballot and have it verified later. And first-time voters who register by mail will be required to show identification before they vote. States are also required to have a new centralized voter registration system in place by January, but most are expected to seek waivers. Many states are also expected to request waivers to put off replacing their punch card and lever machines until the 2006 elections, when they're also required to have voting machines that are accessible to the disabled. Kay Maxwell, president of the League of Women Voters of the United States, says she'd call the progress on election reform so far a mixed bag.
Lots of good things are happening. A lot of things are behind schedule, but every state is at least working on their plans and making an effort to be in compliance with the legislation.
But she says once those plans are approved, they're going to need funding to take effect. Pam Fessler, NPR News, Washington.